Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio, au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Boroda and Ohayo gozaimasu, otherwise it is hello and bienvenue.
Avec Veronica.
My cultural discoveries this week have been Welsh and Japanese. Although locally I read that the days of the long office lunch are now over, especially among the young. Because who wants to spend 90 minutes chatting with your colleagues whom you see every day as you nibble your côte rôtie, who eats meat anyway, when you could be scrolling through your phone to find the latest tasty morsel from TikTok, Instagram, etc. The modern world has finally come to France, and it may be too late to mount the barricades. And also, did you know that to secure an Hermès handbag, who would in their right mind do that, you have to sign up as a potential buyer? I mean, unless you're terribly famous, in which case you'll automatically get it, but if you're not, there is no guarantee that you will be allowed to buy one, even if you've got wads of cash stuffed in your lesser designer bag, and when there are so many other things to throw your money at. Take German businessman Mr. Janssen. Black belt in karate, by the way, so the interest in martial arts was already there, when he came upon a samurai sword in a flea market in Berlin, and that set him off to create the only samurai museum in Europe, which displays over 900 exhibits. The entire collection includes more than 4,000 objects, of which 40 complete suits of armor, 20 helmets, 150 masks, 160 swords, going back 1,000 years. Those swords could slice through you like a piece of sashimi. And the intricacy of the armor, which kind of make you laugh at the same time as frighten you, because the face coverings come with Kitchener-like moustaches. This is a permanent collection if you're ever thinking of visiting Berlin. Another semi-permanent exhibition in our neck of the woods, or at least for most of this year, are the works of Perry Taylor, whose whimsical depictions of the people of the area never fail to amuse. He's just produced his 6th book of drawings, Ça fait du bien, and don't we just need something to make us smile? Like the Gascon farmer taking a selfie of his wife and kids, sticking his phone in the prong of his pitchfork to get an excellent wide angle. You can see these and many others at Chateau Lavardin until the autumn. So now, back to Welshness, 2 days after St. David's Day, with daffodils springing up everywhere. My first brush with Welshness this week was the film Mr. Burton, about the early days of Richard Burton. The young actor Harry Lawton plays extremely well in the film. And the man, Philip Burton, who saw the potential in a rough young miner's son, and who taught him how to enunciate, modulate, aspirate, and who finally adopted him and changed Richard Jenkins' miner's son to Richard Burton, superstar. Who can ever forget Under Milkwood? One of the world's unforgettable voices, and a Welshman through and through. Probably the most famous Welshman ever, apart from Anthony Hopkins, Tom Jones, Bryn Terfel, Emlyn Williams, Shirley Bassey, Catherine Jenkins, Charlotte Church, to name but quite a happy few. And then, of course, there's Michael Sheen, a superlative and prolific actor who has played everyone from Hamlet to David Frost to Tony Blair to Brian Clough, but who most recently founded the Welsh National Theatre and is currently touring the UK with a production of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. So set in America as it was written, but with Welsh accents. And it works really well. How interesting that he, Hopkins, and Richard Burton all came from Portalbert. There must be something in the water. My only personal brush with Welshness happened a long time ago when I played a Welsh housewife who was exterminated by a Dalek, one of those terrifying Doctor Who creations that put the fear in all of us when we were younger. Perhaps he didn't like my accent. Finally this week, tomorrow and Thursday at 8:30 at the cinema in Lectoure, Marty Supreme. Timothy Chalamet stars in a frenetic story of passionate ping-pong.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Enthralling to some, no doubt.
www.dfm930.com